Why won't anybody join my list?
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perf. Now let's get to it.
Welcome back, super friends and action takers. Kate Doster here of katedoster.com. And this episode, episode 9 of Inbox Besties, is brought to you by the weekly email newsletter planner. Never worry about what to send your email list again, or, you know, until 2019. And head on over to katedoster.com/podcast planner, where you can get an exclusive discount for only my Inbox Bestie listeners. Once again, that's katedoster.com/podcast-planner. And as always, there's a link in the show notes. So today we are going to be talking about the 4 reasons why nobody is signing up for your list. And after you hear them, you'll be like, well, duh, that makes a lot of sense. So I don't want you feeling bad if you've been at this for a while, a couple of months, maybe even a year, and it seems like your list is just crawling, even though you're really trying, because you keep on hearing all these people tell you that if you don't have a list, you'll never have a business and you'll die poor and your body will be found half-eaten because your cat will eat it. Well, I'm here to tell you that it does not matter the size of the list exactly, but the type of people you're adding to it. So we're really going to go over 4 things that are actually repelling your perfect subscribers, the kind that will turn into sales, into social media shoutouts, and above all else, the kind that can help you pursue your mission, because those are the kind of action takers that I like to help, ones that want to make a greater impact in the world. So number 1, the reason why you're not getting any signups is not enough eyeballs are seeing it. So the very first question that I ask to my private coaching clients and any of my students in my courses is take a good hard look at your numbers. If you're only getting 50 views a day on your website and only one person signing up, well, you're actually beating the odds, because most people only convert between 1 to 3 of their website visitors ever. So if that's the only thing that you're doing is trying to get website traffic and it's not working out for you, then that's why your list isn't growing. Now, if you've decided that you want to go the Facebook group route and you're in other people's groups and still no one is joining your list despite you dropping your freebies everywhere, you might want to definitely pay attention to number 4 that we're going to talk about, and that is that you've got to sell free, but we'll get to that in a minute. So the second reason why people aren't joining your list, if you are getting the traffic to your website, is because honestly, you're making it too darn hard. So what I mean by that is, if you were only putting a little opt-in box on your sidebar and telling people like, hey, opt in over here for my weekly newsletters, no one's going to put their name in there, because we have what's called ad blindness. And that means that none of us really pay attention to the right-hand side of the screen. So there's actually some key places that you need to be putting your opt-in forms, that way you can grab those subscribers. Now, I put together a freebie for this episode, which you can get at katedoster.com/9, which is the website maximizer. So after you've worked on actually getting eyeballs to your website, you can make sure that they convert into those subscribers who love you. So just to give you a sneak peek of what's inside of the free guide that you can download over at katedoster.com/9, and there's a link in the show notes as well, is you want to make sure that your most heavily trafficked pages have some type of opt-in. So this can be like your main signature opt-in if it relates, because say it's a blog article. It can be a content upgrade, which is a specific freebie you create just for one post, or say a category of your blog on your about page if that's heavily traveled. And you might even want to consider a pop-up. I know. Now, we'll have another episode about pop-ups in a couple of weeks, but I want you to put on your experimenter hat. As long as people can X out of them on a mobile, because it's super annoying when you can't, well, pop-ups aren't that bad. And honestly, they work, especially if, again, you pay attention to number 4 here. The other part of this making it too hard situation is TMIing people. Are you asking them for too much information? Are you asking for their first name, their last name, a phone number, what they do, how many email subscribers they have, what are they thinking about? Well, the more stuff that you ask for people at the beginning, the less signups you'll get. Now, there is a debate about whether you'll get a higher quality email subscriber because they'll be dedicated to getting that info right away. But to be honest with you, for most people, just simply ask for a first name and email address. I do know that some bigger gurus will just ask for an email address, but I like to personalize my stuff every once in a while and not just call you guys super friends and action takers, even though you are. Okay, so to say that you went out and you've got your eyeball strategy, you're like pinning like mad, or you're doing lots of joint venture thingies, and you've optimized your website, what gives? Well, maybe it's number three. Maybe your freebie. It just sucks. Now, we talked a lot about free gifts and opt-ins and lead magnets all in episode number 4, the proven plan to get your first 517 email subscribers, which of course I will drop in the show notes. But if you are offering people newsletters or updates or future discounts, no one is going to fork over their email address. You have to make it worth their while. And then if you're like, but Kate, like, I have this guide that those gurus told me to make and it's still not working. Well, if your freebie is 5 steps to a better life, no one's signing up because they think that you're full of crap. And they're going to think that your freebie is crappy and that it's just generic bull crap like, believe in yourself, meditate, journal. Nobody wants fluffy, generic stuff anymore. There is an interwebs and an iTunesies full of generic stuff. Nobody wants it. You need to make sure that your free gift solves a very specific micro problem for your person, and then it solves it so damn well that people will want to give you money or at least tell all of their friends about you. So if you're like, oh man, my freebie is pretty generic. It's definitely like 5 steps to your best life ever, or 5 steps to build a blog. What do I do? Well, don't worry, because number 4 is how we're going to fix that. And that is, make sure that your headline and title and name grab people by the eyeballs. So how do you do this? Well, I like to use a very simple copywriting formula from back in the day. And you can use one of these filters or all three if you are so adventurous. And that is, you either want to call out the type of person this is for, you want to call out an amount of time, or call out an objection, excuse, or concern. So say that you are disproportionately passionate about helping other moms start their blogs because you found it's a great way to make side income yourself. So you could have a busy toddler mom's guide to building a profitable blog in just 30 minutes a day from your smartphone, because that proves that you know your person. Their objection is like, yeah, I'm breastfeeding and I can't get to a computer. And they want to actually build a profitable blog and not just one of those like fun diary types. So you're going to hit all three of those with one fail swoop. Of course, you can always just use one of these, like write your bestseller in a weekend, learn to sing like Christina Aguilera, even if you couldn't carry a tune if it had two handles that say grab here, or a CrossFitter's guide to doing yoga. The more that people can see themselves and think, oh my goodness, is this person spying on me? When it comes to all facets of your business and blog, the easier it's always going to be to get them to take action. Whether it's purchasing your new course, shouting out on social media, or just honestly telling their friends. Because the more that you can prove to your person that you actually get them, you understand them, and that they're not alone, the more likely they will take action. Now, if you're like, but Kate, I've got my eyeball strategy, a catchy headline, like I'm not just giving away a newsletter, like what gives for all of this? Well, I want you to make sure you hit the subscribe button, because in episode number 10, I'm going to be pulling back the curtain on the 5 biggest list exploders. These are the formats of freebies that honestly propel signups faster than I have ever seen. And the thing is that you might have one, but it might not have been the one that actually showcases your unique talents. And exactly what I mean next Wednesday. So I cannot wait for that episode. Until then, remember, you only need to be brave 5 seconds at a time. So just hit send. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free, value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review. Before you leave, I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.